and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, Kate Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
So we've all done it today. We have all decided it was the day to wear longer sleeves.
Oh, my Absolutely. Goodness. I took my dog out this morning like at 4:20, and I walked out, and I was like, it's not freezing. But in my head, it was.
No, it hits you. Because I just have to open the door for Ace, and he walks out, right? Yeah. So open the door, it's like, boom, oh, nice. And the first thing that went through my mind is, man, it's like a new wardrobe. Because whenever you have your fall clothes that you can wear, it's like brand new stuff again.
And today, we all have on long sleeves. Well, David has a jacket on.
I have a jacket on, but it's a fit. I'm going to keep this on all day. I'm not going to take it off.
Yeah, it matches. Blue and purple go well together.
You know, I was debating that in my head.
No, it doesn't go.
Listen, if there's a debate in your head that he's going to say something, you know he's going to, David.
This is a new jacket, and I wanted to debut it on the first official cold day.
I get it.
Aw, he wanted to debut his new jacket.
Why didn't you debut it with the white shirt underneath it?
You can't wear white after Labor Day.
You can wear a white shirt.
That's a myth.
That's pants, too, mainly, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think you could have wore a different color shirt. That's fine, though.
You just said it's not. Now you're trying to make me feel better. Kelly, you already made me feel bad.
Don't put me on the spot.
No, just color combination. Is that a good combo?
It's, you know, he's okay.
No, just say no. Every time I don't know. That means no.
I don't want to hurt David's feelings.
She doesn't want to hurt your feelings at 6:04.
It's got a little logo here that kind of sort of matches.
Oh,
see?
Yeah.
See that?
His little polo horse matches his jacket.
It kind of sort of matches.
Man, I get it now. I take it all back. Every bit of it, right?
That was how I justified this. That little logo right there.
All right, let's put it up. Social media to start today.
Okay, I'll take his picture.
All right. Hang on, I want to see him post because this can be funny. Nobody wants to take a picture at 6:04.
And I'm even going to do it in portrait mode.
No, you're going to do that?
So I do it like this?
No, you can't try to make it make sense.
No,
what do you mean?
No, listen, let him pose like that, please.
Let me do this.
Yes.
See? This is not all right. What are you doing?
It's portrait mode. 1, 2, 3.
Are you Zorro or something? What are you doing with that pose?
Zorro?
Okay, do you think this shows it enough?
Holy goodness.
Yep, it does.
That's perfect.
Did you turn the flash on?
You even get to see my beautiful hair there.
That's with the flash?
Yeah.
That's what the best it gets?
Hey!
Brandon,
what is that supposed
to
mean?
I love portrait mode, man. I'm still taking every photo in that. Anyway, we'll post David's photo. You can let us know if it matches because I would never wear that color combination. But maybe it matches because there's stuff today that I wouldn't wear that people wear.
It works for me.
There you go. Works for David.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today's Thursday, October the 11th of 2018. Hurricane Michael slammed into the Florida Panhandle. Guys, winds were as high as 155 miles per hour. Mm. They said the storm splintered homes and actually submerged neighborhoods as well. It's the most powerful hurricane to hit the continental U.S. in nearly 50 years, and at least two people have already died.
The annual March of Dimes Signature Chefs auction is tonight at Centennial Hall in the ASU Student Union. Culinary experts from across K-Fine Country will serve their favorite dishes as we fight for the health of all moms and babies. A limited number of tickets are still available. Go to signaturechefs.marchofdimes.org.
And Thursday Night Football is back. Tonight, the New York Giants host the Philadelphia Eagles, and you can watch the game at 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So there's a chance that David might be turning everybody on this morning when you see the matching of his clothes. Just a heads up.
Small chance.
I mean, I'm telling you, ladies, it's early and I don't know if you can handle this. It's like it's all downhill for the rest of the day after this. Have you posted it yet?
It has been posted. I don't know
I want to see if
that's
any comments.
The right way to put it. But it's up on David on KFIN. It's a good combo, I thought, whenever I first originally put it on. And I'm still sticking to that. I think it matches well. And you have to put the logo into consideration when you think about it.
I'm going to go ahead and say it also debuts his haircut.
It does.
And David has product in his hair today, which doesn't happen very much.
I'm trying out something new.
Right, brushing his hair. That's a great new
thing.
Okay,
I'm going to try
something different. I'm going to brush my hair.
I always
Taking
brush
care
my
of
hair.
Myself.
Guess what? I brush my teeth too.
And I showered.
It's like we have to talk to guy. Hey, dude, you need to brush your teeth before you go outside.
Yeah.
So, anyway, David's picture is up. I've already liked it. It's on Instagram. I'll put it up on my Instagram story too.
Cool. That works.
Because I think your audience might be nicer than mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, the people who follow you might be nicer about it.
Yeah.
And not want to tell you, but they probably would be more likely to tell me.
Well, go ahead. Put up one of those polls or whatever. Do whatever you got to do.
Oh, yeah. You could do that.
So we're all over Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. His is David on KFIN. Hers is Kelly on KFIN. Mine is Brandon on KFIN. So I'll post pictures tonight from the March of Dimes Signature Chefs auction. But I have an issue. So first of all, I wake up and it's 4 o'clock. My alarm goes off. Actually, it's 4:01 because I tell people all the time that's the time I wake up. 4:01. So I wake up at 4:01. I don't know why I looked at my phone right off the bat, but I see I have an email. And it's the script from tonight's Signature Chefs auction. And I open it up, and by 4:02, I had a panic attack.
Oh, no.
Because they gave me so much scripted stuff. And y'all know me. Like, I need a couple bullet points, and then I'm going to make up the rest of it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's all going to be ad-lib. I might hit your points. I might not. But hopefully, wow. I at least sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, right. You do.
There's a lot of stuff, and I started thinking about that. And then I started thinking, I'm going to this thing by myself because my wife made a previous commitment and mixed up on dates, so I don't have anybody to go with me to the Signature Chef's auction.
Dude, aww. What are you going to do?
So I might be at a table by myself, eating by myself.
I doubt they're going to let you eat by yourself.
But it's going to be a lot of couples. And here I walk in.
As the single dude.
And people are...
Hey!
I never thought about it like that.
It's perspective, man.
It is perspective. So all you single ladies out there, all the single ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I really scream, oh, he's single and available.
Just gotta strut in a little bit. Just strut.
I don't know, man. Maybe people are going by themselves.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to come in like 15 pounds heavier tomorrow.
Because I'm going to be so awkward, I'm just going to keep eating.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want people to look at me while I'm sitting there by myself because people are going to be like, is he having relationship problems? Why did his wife not come with him? That's what they're going to think that.
Maybe David should go.
Yeah. Dude, me and you can go as bros.
You paused.
I do have an extra couple spots if you want to go.
Yeah, we can go as bros, bro.
I don't know, though. Would you wear that purple and blue?
I'm not going to wear this.
Because I'm telling you, I ain't walking in with you in that. Because then Leslie told me, well, ask Kelly to go with you.
And I'm of like, course, you get automatically
holy
weird.
Holy gosh.
Me and Leslie aren't weird, and you're weird.
No, I'm weird about it. Because can you imagine she and I walking
in? We're not going to walk in holding hands or like we're at prom together.
It would still feel weird
we
to
should.
Me.
We should. I'm going to go and hold your hands
to
freak you out.
It would feel like we're on a date.
Yeah.
And that would feel weird if it's me and a girl.
A first date at the March of Dimes Signature Chef's Auction.
Right. It's like our coming out party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like when the big celebrity couples walk out on the red carpet together for the first time. You know immediately they're together now.
Right.
We should just mess with people and do it.
Because you know if we did, though, people would talk about that.
Of course they would.
Oh, their spouses. I bet they're having problems.
Oh, gosh.
Goodness gracious.
See, I'm totally in a lose-lose here. If I take David, that looks silly.
Well, thanks.
Well, would you bring Rachel? Maybe it's better if I'm like third wheeling. I think I might want to be a third wheel.
You would look like our chaperone.
Yeah, that's true. Not saying you look old.
That hurts, man.
He looks young.
That really hurts.
Brandon, he looks young.
I didn't mean it like that.
Is what he meant.
Don't take it. Don't be offended.
He tried to boost my confidence by telling me to go there like I'm single and cool. And now he's like, no, you'll look like our father.
I didn't want to say dad, but that kind of did run through my mind.
Totally what you said.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have a BBITM debate this morning, and that is, do purple and blue go together? Because David wanted to wear his new jacket, and he wore his purple shirt and his bright blue jacket.
You know what? And I'm going to throw David a bone. Like, I think he's fine.
I actually just got a comment from someone on Instagram,
yeah.
Whitney Shug. I want to give her a quick shout out because she said, pink and red are the only solid colors that clash. You are good, my dude.
Hmm. Wait a minute. I have a shirt that has pink and red in it. My Saved by the Bell shirt.
You're clashing.
My Bayside
clasher.
Shirt.
You're clearly a clasher.
I'm more of a clasher than you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Clearly.
There's just something about this.
That looks great. Thank you.
And maybe it's youth. Because if you remember when he wore those really short shorts and they were really bright, we're like, ooh, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, kids do this now.
Don't say it like I'm a kid. Kids do this. Like I'm trying to fit in.
I feel like, and I'm just going to say it. Can I say it and then I'll move on?
Sure, of course.
Because I don't want to keep bringing it up. But you know how, like, when your kid goes into the closet and they want to go outside and they start picking out clothes and they come out and they're like, does this match? And you're like, mm-hmm. Because Kai does it all the time. He wants to match, mm-hmm. but sometimes, you know, things don't match.
Right.
I feel like that's what David did. Like, he walked out and he's like, does this match, Dad? And Dad's like, yeah, David, whatever, go on. Let me drink my coffee. And David left with his backpack on his back and he just came to work. How close to the truth is that?
Okay, that's not even close to the truth. My dad was even up when I left this morning, but I think I'm good. I think I match. Even the logo kind of matches the blue.
I love how he keeps pulling the logo out of his jacket.
Right. Do you think if that shirt was yellow, that would match better? Like yellow and blue? Yes. Those are just very dark, kind of depressing mm-hmm. colors. Mm-hmm. I look at him and I'm depressed.
Now you know how I felt for 3 years.
Hang on!
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Selena Gomez, who is not really doing well right now. She was hospitalized twice over the past 2 weeks. And this second time, she really suffered an emotional breakdown. And now she's at a mental health facility for treatment. And it all kind of started after a side effect of her kidney transplant. She had to go to the hospital. They were worried about her low white blood cell count, and she was kind of freaking out over that. Then she was released, had to go back a couple of days later because the blood cell count was still pretty low, and then it threw her into a downward spiral emotionally from what we've heard, and she had a meltdown. She freaked out, tried to rip the IVs out of her arm to leave the hospital. Aww. And then just last month, if you remember, she left Instagram. She said, hey, remember negative comments can hurt anybody's feelings?
Yep.
And then she did a Q&A before that and said she's been struggling with depression for over 5 years now. So we wish the best for Selena, but she is not doing well right now.
You know what's great about that story, though? I think it shows people, and especially young girls, that those issues, those mental health issues, they affect everybody.
Seriously.
Like, she's the most followed person on Instagram, right? Like,
yeah,
she and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And she has issues, and it's good for her to come out and be honest about that with people.
Yeah. And she's going to get the help. She's not going to sit back and just try to hide the issues.
Right.
It's very public. So, in a way, it's kind of cool news. I mean, it's sad that she's going through it, but it's great that she shares those experiences with the world.
You're right.
Got you gossip on Channing Tatum. A lot of you may know him as the star of Magic Mike. Brandon, you liked that movie, didn't you?
Oh, one of my favorites.
Earlier this year, he and his wife, Jenna Dewan, split up, which I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, sure.
But there's reports out saying he is dating someone new, British singer Jessie J. You may know her from this song right here.
A big hit. Like, that's one of those couples that I'm like, wait, what?
Right. It's a little bit different, but it's interesting because it's similar, too. If you put up pictures of both of them, it's very strikingly similar.
Of who?
Of Jenna Dewan and Jessie J.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So he may have a type, but apparently he's been going to several of her concerts. They've been seeing playing putt-putt golf. So anyway, there could be a new relationship sprouting for Channing Tatum and Jessie J.
Gotcha gossip on Ed Sheeran. He's one of the most streamed stars in the world, right? People love him. And the other night, he was in Nashville. And you hear about these special showcases at the Bluebird Cafe, right?
Yeah.
Where they bring out like a newer artist and they come in and they get to play the Bluebird. And it's kind of a big deal. But every once in a while, a huge star just walks into the Bluebird. Sometimes it's Garth. Sometimes it's Kelsey Ballerini. Well, this time, it was Ed Sheeran who performed with Jillian Jacqueline and Devin Dawson. Check this out. From the Bluebird Cafe, our sources have found Ed Sheeran.
Make me now, now. Take me into your loving arms.
He's on Broadway in Nashville, just walks in and plays.
Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
That's neat, man.
Place your head on my beating heart.
Damn.
I'm thinking now.
That video's up on the BBITM blog right now at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, tomorrow morning, the KFine High School tailgate tour. We are live at Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
All right. Brooklyn All High School tomorrow morning.
Bearcats.
Hang on.
We're headed your way.
Coach Spear sent me a text. David's not invited.
Oh,
what do you mean?
He said you're not allowed. Because of that. Stupid stuff.
Because of that?
Because of that.
Because of that? Or because of this?
Oh.
Put your horn down.
Sorry.
We'll be live at Brooklyn High School tomorrow morning. Your K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glenn Sane Motors.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so this guy right outside of Houston was having some issues. He tried to, quote, decontaminate himself of bugs. He believed that bugs were crawling all over his body. So instead of doing, you know, how we always do like a quick how-to on Google, he decided to come up with his own life hack and sprayed himself down with brake cleaning fluid, of all things.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
I mean,
that's just all he had.
Yeah.
It must have been. Now, that's not very clear right now if that actually killed the bugs or not, or if there were any to begin with. But once he coated himself in this stuff, he also tried to vacuum the bugs off of his body. Now, what he didn't know was that brake cleaner is actually extremely flammable.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. How is that even possible?
So what he did was start up the vacuum cleaner, and then he was just, you know, suctioning himself off, and then a spark from the vacuum cleaner caused an explosion that blew out the entire back wall of his trailer.
Not true.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Whose vacuum sparks?
I don't know. I think this guy was having some issues, okay?
He's having a really bad day.
He was not having the best day, and they believe it or not, that there might have been drugs or alcohol involved.
What?
You stop it.
Surely not.
I don't know. It's funny this story was about bugs because I read this deal about bees. About how bees get to school. You heard about that?
No. How do bees get to school, David?
On the school buzz.
Coach Spear sent me another text.
What'd he say?
He's not invited for real this
Again.
Time.
Again.
I have been banned from Brooklyn. And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Man, if you're waking up right now and you haven't walked outside, just a heads up. Today is jacket weather.
Yes, it is.
Light jacket, not heavy jacket.
Yeah.
But like all of us are sporting long sleeves this morning.
Well, it's 50 right now.
Freezing.
Yeah. I don't know about freezing.
It is frigid.
That is freezing in Arkansas.
Yeah. So anyway, it's kind of exciting. We finally feel like fall might actually be here. David is wearing purple and blue today. It's almost like he's auditioning for, I don't know, what sports team has purple and blue?
I know the Lakers have purple.
Do they have blue with it?
They don't have blue.
I mean, Barney's purple, but he doesn't wear a blue jacket.
Well, he is green. He's purple and green.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same.
I'm setting my own trend, I guess.
David has depressing colors on.
We have depressing.
We have a debate on social media on whether what he's wearing matches because he believes it does. And I'm thinking maybe that's just, you know, younger people who like stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So far, let me give you a heads up, David. I have the BBITM debate on my Instagram story. Purple and blue, do these colors go together? Yes, heck yeah. Is 33%, which means heck no is 67%. So two-thirds of the people who have responded thus far don't believe those colors match.
Well, listen, I got some responses on social media. Whitney Shug and Madison
Reddick. You can't read the same one.
They say it's acceptable. They say it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's good to go.
They didn't say all of that.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
I do want you to be your own person.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
You're very unique, that's for sure.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
David told me he's thinking about quitting. I don't know if you've heard this yet.
What?
But, you know, every once in a while, and we all go through these phases where we're like, man, we've done this for a minute. Maybe we should look at something else. What's next in life? I mean, I've had those thoughts like,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Like maybe I should see what else we could do.
Mm-hmm.
David he's flipped the script, and I think he's going to reach out to maybe Ryan Vaughn later on today.
Well, what you don't know about me is that I'm an extreme crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I like to go
that,
out
actually.
And I don't like to go out and do crazy extreme things. And so I was watching the Hurricane Michael coverage yesterday, and I got addicted to watching Jim Cantore on the Weather Channel.
Right.
That dude is so intense and crazy and awesome, and I want to be the next Jim Cantore.
But you've done nothing to study weather. Like, well, he knows weather.
I'm going to start by working out a lot because he's really buff.
He is.
And I'm going to shave my head.
That's a good idea.
And I'm going to go completely bald because he is bald, too.
Good.
But
I like that guy.
Dude, did you watch that video yesterday? The one that came out of him in the middle of the hurricane coverage?
No, was he out there in it?
He was out there in it.
Why do they do that?
And they had the video a couple of weeks ago where someone was faking it, like, oh, it's really windy out here, and the dude's like walked behind him. Yesterday was not like that. He had there was a 2x4 that came flying out of nowhere, and he dodged it, and like a second later it came through, whoosh, and it was like, it would have hit him. It would have impaled him.
You believe that?
Yes.
So the winds in Hurricane Michael got up to the strength of like 155 miles per hour. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy, right? And the devastation that you see, and then the flooding and all that stuff that comes with it. But here's what I'm wondering, because I saw those guys, and Ryan Vaughn and I actually recreated that deal where the weather guy's leaning off to the side, and it looks like the wind's blowing him really crazy.
Right.
And then two dudes just are walking like casually behind him. So Ryan and I recreated that. So then it makes me question every time I see any of that stuff. So I wonder if maybe somebody was sitting next to Jim Cantore, and his job was to throw the 2x4. Mm-hmm. So Jim Cantore knew when to duck.
Just for rating.
Just for ratings.
No, that 2x4 was flying, dude. You don't just like throw a 2x4. I mean, it was like, ooh, it came through the air like the 155 mile per hour.
Well, then how did you see it on the video?
Right. He wouldn't be standing up in 155 mile per hour winds.
I retweeted the video. Go and watch it, and you will quickly understand that was a serious situation. It was nuts. Dude, it was crazy.
So you want to go dodge 2x4s?
I want to go out and I want to be a tornado chaser.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I want to go out and do all that kind of stuff, because being in the elements like that is just like intense.
David, you wouldn't even go on the Ferris wheel.
Right?
I'm a thrill seeker, okay? I know what I want in life.
All right, so I know people who can help you out with this.
Really?
Yeah, I'll work on it. And we'll get you out maybe with the weather team during the next severe storm.
Dude, I would love that.
Are you being serious?
100%.
He could drive the storm chaser.
He could.
I want to do that.
You will.
100%.
He's pointing at you.
Stop pointing at me. That's rude. Your fingernails are dirty.
No, they're not.
You just looked.
And long.
I know. I
listen,
them.
E.T., will you put your fingers down?
Okay, look. I would love to do it. Let's see it happen.
Ouch.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, tonight's the March of Dimes Signature Chef's Auction. I get to be the host of that. I got my script at 4:01 this morning, panicked at 4:02. So,
and what's crazy, they're going to have such good food there. Basically, you get to eat the whole time. But for you, it's going to be a nightmare. You want to know why?
Why?
Because you're going to be worried about having stuff in your teeth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then no one's there. Like, you're not going to have me or David or your wife there to tell you there's something in your teeth.
One of y'all is going to go with me. You have to.
I have to work. David said he
wants to go. You don't have to work. You can get off work whenever you want to get off work.
I'm busy.
You text my husband and ask him.
You know the boss. You can get off work if you want to get off work.
Okay.
If you wanted to go to the movies, you could get off work.
You know what? You need to text him.
I'm not texting. I'm just saying this. The other night at football, I was getting ready to go back down and do something in the third quarter on screen for Nukes, right? The Nukes touchdown toss. So I go up to the coach's suite. Coach Anderson has this spread of food for all the coaches and the wives and the families and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I start eating chicken wings. And I'm like, dude, they're so good. And then I got down there on the field and I thought, I didn't check. What if I'm on that big jumbo screen? And there's something.
You had like some sauce or something on your
or like, you
on
know,
lip.
Chicken skin hanging out or something like that.
Because that stuff gets in your teeth so bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and I was
a
down
bad
there.
Choice.
And then I'm down there talking to people like, what if it is? So then you know how you start doing the, oh gosh, I hope it's not.
You were rubbing your teeth talking to people?
Kind of.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I was trying to, I would rather rub my teeth in front of one than to have my teeth looking bad in front of 20,000.
That's true.
All right, so one more thing I found. You know, Throwback Thursday is kind of a big deal. And if you guys ever think about, you know, going back through your photo albums and phones and all that stuff, and you see photos and videos where at one point you thought you were cool, but when you look back on it, you're like, you know what? I wasn't cool when I thought I was cool. Does everybody go through that?
Well, I'll post a video like last week, and then I'm like thinking I was cool, and then I watch it, and I'm like, oh, man.
Even a week ago?
Yeah.
So for me, I found the very first time I ever did a wrestling segment on ESPN.
Oh,
so I'd been
man.
Interviewed when I was a little kid, like I was 7 or 8 or something like that. And they interviewed me in the crowd. But it wasn't a big deal. This deal I found last night was the deal that got me into wrestling to where I had a job like a week later.
Whoa.
This is, basically is like my audition video.
And how old are you?
I'm 14.
Okay.
They had done this deal called a fan comment on ESPN where they would bring up a fan, ask them a question, and we would give our real comment. So I was trying to be cool because there were other people around, right? And there were like girls over here and all this kind of stuff. And they asked me if I wanted to be on TV on ESPN.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, heck yeah, I do. But you can see that when you're 14 and you're going through changes and you're not real sure of yourself and your hair kind of is a mullet.
And it's feathered.
And it's feathered and it's frosted and I'm wearing like a members only jacket or something like that that has some neon colors in it. And then midway through the interview, you can tell I don't know what I'm talking about. So midway through the interview, I get flustered on television. You guys want to hear it?
Yes, I want to hear this.
Now don't, you can giggle, but wait till it's over to laugh.
Okay.
You want to make it big on the screen too?
Yes. Strange comments from our fans here in the Global Dome. Bonnie Blackstone with Brandon. We're going to talk about the light heavyweight contendership here in the Global Wrestling Federation. Of course, the Lightning Kid currently holds that title, but he's been taking on these challenges of Chaz. What do you think about Chaz?
Well, I personally think Lightning Kid is a much better wrestler. He has much more ability. And Chaz, he's not really my type. I'd much rather see Terry Garvin going for the light championship.
Okay, so this is somebody that doesn't necessarily care for Chaz's style. What about the Lightning Kid's aerial tactics? Pretty good?
I think he's done those. He has tremendous ability, and I hope he remains the champion.
All right. A fan here of the Lightning Kid in the Global Wrestling Federation.
And you can tell by the end of it, I'm going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What have I done? What have I done? You can see it in my face.
What were you like thinking, oh, this is a pretty girl. I don't know what to say now. Were you, did you get distracted by her?
Well, I did think she was pretty. She was the host. And she had, you know, big hair in the 90s. Yeah. And this is 1991. I was 14.
I do want to go back to one thing real quick. You said Chaz is not really your type. What is that supposed to mean?
Chaz is not really my type.
I don't know.
A dude wrestler's not your type?
I don't know what that means.
You know, he's not really my type.
I don't know why I said that. And that's where when I saw it last night, I started to cringe. I'm like, oh, gosh. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then I got lost because I just said he's not my type.
And I love the facial expressions, too. The, hey, the cockiness on TV.
But it started early where I was cocky. And you could tell by after I said Chaz wasn't my type that I started to lose confidence. And I'm thinking, I hope they never play this.
Chaz is not really my
he's
type.
He's not my type.
Now we have it forever.
It's up on my social media. Man. It's okay to laugh. You can laugh at my expense. I'm fine with that. Brandon on KFIN on Instagram, on Twitter, and Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Rodney Poff from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Rodney.
Good morning.
So one of our big debates, we had a BBITM debate on social media this morning, and Rodney kind of looked strange when he looked at David because David's colors, if you haven't heard, he's wearing a jacket. Because he loves a jacket. It's a new jacket.
Mm-hmm.
What color is the jacket, David?
It's blue and kind of black. It has black spots on it.
Okay. So kind of a royal blue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I thought.
What color is your shirt, David?
It is a purple,
but the
logo kind of matches. You see that? Boom.
You can't
wait,
match.
Wait, can you... With the jacket in place, can you see the color of the logo?
No,
you can't.
He keeps moving the jacket.
Once, you know, because I kind of do that power stance where I move the jacket back and put my hands on my
hips. Oh, a power stance.
Yeah, you look powerful.
Then you really see that logo pop.
Rodney.
Typically, when I look at David, I think of the word power.
Power. Yeah. I think of powerful, I think of Dwayne Johnson, Vin Diesel, and David the Barrel Boy.
Thank you. I've often been compared.
No, so we put up the picture. If you want to check it out, let me know if purple and blue match. Because I'd never put those two colors together. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. Rodney, would you ever wear those two colors together? No.
What? You didn't even listen to the question.
He didn't hesitate.
The question.
Yeah.
So it's up on my social media. Brandon on KFIN, my Instagram story. Also on David's stuff, too.
David on KFIN, if you want to go tell me I'm right. Thank you.
Probably not. All right, so Rodney, let's talk about the events happening. The Jonesboro.com event roster with Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. There is a big event happening tonight, which we both get to be a part of, and I hope I get to sit with you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. It's the March of Dimes Signature Chef's Auction. It's from 6 to 9 tonight at Centennial Hall. It's an evening of culinary excellence. Featured chefs, John Myers from the Parsonage at 322, James Best, Skinny J's, and Eleanor's Pizzeria, Michael Tolson, Chow at 118, John Miller, Nollins, Jackie Brooks, The Recovery Room, Lindley Pipkins, Meals for Moms, Bart Wheatley, St. Bernard's Medical Center, Ashley Bobbitt, Sweet Life Bakery, Rose Hankins, Twisted Foods, and Jessica Burley from Jonesboro Country Club. They still have tickets available. You can go to signaturechefs.org/northeastar, or they do have some where you can buy them at the door. So
this is a really, really fun event.
It really is.
And if you're looking for great dinner and all of that, plus to help a great cause, which is all about helping mothers and babies and trying to make sure that we don't deal with birth defects and premature birth in the future. And we can support people who go through those struggles. So tonight, the March of Dimes Signature Chefs Auction. I get to host that. So I'm excited.
I can tell.
But I need somebody to sit with because my wife.
You can come sit with us.
Can I really?
Yeah. Aww,
because who would you, if you were me, who would you take? Kelly or David? If I could only take one. And I've honestly been told I can bring both of you.
Aww.
But if I could only pick one, who would you take?
Why in the world would you ask him that?
Go ahead, Rodney. I know what you're going to say.
Just because. Who would you think?
Yeah, sure, Rodney. Go ahead. What would you say?
From your perspective?
From my perspective.
This is not from my perspective.
From my perspective. Knowing my situation.
I would say David.
Thank you.
Okay.
Man.
You lose. All right, let's talk about what's happening this weekend. We talked about this briefly last week. Roddy's embarrassed now. The Caring for Kidneys 5K Run Walk is happening on Saturday morning.
It is. The 5K Run Walk, Caring for Kidneys, 2905 Longview Drive. That is off of Windover down Enterprise.
Yeah.
Starts at 8 o'clock. You can go to caringforkidneys.racesonline.com.
Yep, that raises money for the National Kidney Foundation. Also on Saturday, they're having the 2018 Fall Family Fair at the Crowley's Ridge Nature Center.
On Saturday, kids' activities including games, inflatables, and crafts. Get an up-close look at some of Arkansas's native animals, including three raptors of Arkansas. Programs that will include a barred owl, vulture, and other birds of prey.
Hello.
There's going to be door prizes, and there's no fee for this event thanks to your support of the 1/8 cent conservation sales tax. You can contact the Nature Center at 933-6787 for more information.
And again, find out more information on all of these events when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website. Also on jonesboro.com, you can find the live music event roster. Let's talk about what's happening. Attention members and guests, tonight is steak night and karaoke at the Brick House. Tomorrow night, the Just Enough Band and Joe Bateman. And Saturday night, DJ Suspense at the Brick House.
J-Town's Grill also has music starting tomorrow, Friday, with Supermoon, and Saturday, Terry and Phillip.
Skinny J's tonight, Vicky and Sonny.
501 Steakhouse tomorrow night, Delaney Taylor, and Saturday, Tony Spinner.
All right, Sully's has karaoke tomorrow night, and Saturday night, Alex Butler.
Upper Crust on Shelby Drive tomorrow, Idle Minds will be out there performing.
Tonight at Eleanor's Pizzeria, they will have Dylan Kate, and tomorrow night, Michael Weirers.
Recovery Room on Friday, Vicky McGee, and Saturday, Buford Stewart.
And at Doe's Eat Place coming up on Friday night, Damn Randy's Unplugged.
Woo!
So all that information, all that music, all those events are on the website, jonesboro.com. It is the city website. And as Mr. Rodney Poff so eloquently puts it at the end of every jonesboro.com event roster,
$10 a set with me tonight.
No, I don't have that much.
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, y'all. There is a big rumor about there's something going on in the city of Jonesboro that if everybody knew about it, it would blow this place up.
Especially women.
And I gave my wife a heads up on what I had heard.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I haven't seen this with my own eyes. It is a rumor at this point. But when I told my wife the rumor, she's like, I'm leaving right now.
Yes, I had the same thought.
What are y'all talking about?
You haven't heard it yet.
I have not heard this.
And this is like and I don't think most people have probably heard this yet because I think we would hear more about it. But according to some people who have kind of witnessed some stuff,
mm-hmm.
It appears we have a major Hollywood celebrity staying in our city right now.
And David, you might can elaborate on this, but around here, it's a big hunting place. Am I right? Northeast Arkansas. There's a lot of celebrities that come to Jonesboro to go hunting in Stuttgart and different places, right?
Oh, heck, former President Jimmy Carter went to go hunting in Wiener.
Yeah. Well, there's the lodges around here that are really nice. And, you know, some of that stuff is, it's like a big deal.
Yeah.
So the rumor I heard, and I don't even know if I can say the name because, and like, there's, I guess there's no reason we couldn't say the name.
Yeah.
But because I haven't seen him with my own eyes, so I don't know.
Well, he could be listening right now.
And if he is, if he would just tweet at me and say, all right, all right, all right.
Wait. What? Stop.
That's
the rumor.
Are you
being serious?
Bill Clinton?
Blake
Anderson? Blake Anderson.
The rumor is Blake Anderson is staying here.
Or our third choice would be, who else says that, David? Would you know?
All right, all right, all right.
Am I allowed to say it?
All right, all right, all right.
Is he the guy in the Lincoln commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, the rumor is that he's in town.
Uh-uh.
And there are people who have seen him.
Correct.
In town.
Are correct.
And there is no doubt that it is him.
Can you imagine if you're in the store and you have your grocery cart and you're going down the aisle and you're getting your produce and all of a sudden you look up and you're like, man, he looks a lot like that guy.
That guy.
And then when you walk past him, he smiles. And in my head, I feel like he would walk by, he would smile, and I would see like this star glow come off of his teeth. You know, like
ding, ding.
Yeah. And then I would probably die.
So just think about this. There are people who have seen him in a couple of locations, but the guy has to eat.
Mm-hmm.
He has to get gas.
Yeah.
He has to do things like that. Might even have to run into a store. So there are people who probably have seen him walk into their place or seen him pumping gas and thought, oh man, you know who he looks like? But they don't realize it's him because they would never expect him to be here.
Here, right.
Exactly.
Man.
Dude, if I saw him, I'd do the whole like chest thing from the Wolf of Wall Street where it's like,
Is he in that movie?
No.
Yes, he is.
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yes. He's in that movie.
He is?
Look it up.
Do you have the wrong guy?
No, I do not.
Let me see if it says.
Well, I'm just thinking of How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. And
I'm trying to see if he's posted
A Time to Kill.
Okay, so it doesn't say he hasn't posted anything recently.
And The Wedding Planner.
So you're freaking out.
He is one of my favorites as far as actors.
I'm going to look up his wife. Is that weird?
Yes, that's weird.
She's one of your favorites.
She's one of my favorites. So I don't know if she's with him or not. But should we just say the name for people who are like, well, who is it? The rumor is, y'all, that Matthew McConaughey is in town.
Mm-hmm.
God, just hearing you say that is crazy.
If anybody can confirm this rumor or deliver Matthew McConaughey to this room today.
Yes.
Please.
Ask him. Don't just pick him up and bring him, but ask him if he wants to come and hang out with us.
Yeah.
Just to say a few words.
Yeah. We have tailgate food left over.
How's hunting going?
Tailgate food.
We'll talk about hunting.
We do have good tailgate food and maybe some beer left.
There you go. That's enticing.
That's what you,
Beer at 8:30 in the morning. Come on.
Who doesn't need it? Where's Matthew McConaughey when you need him?
Woo!
If anybody has him or can bring him by here, let us know, all right?
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Selena Gomez, who is not really doing too well as of right now. Our sources have told us she's been hospitalized twice over the past 2 weeks, and the second time she suffered a real emotional breakdown, and now she's at a mental health facility for treatment on that. But it all kind of started because she was having side effects of her kidney transplant from last year when she had a low white blood cell count. And so she went to the hospital, they released her, she was readmitted a couple of days later because that cell count was still low, and then it threw her into this downward spiral of emotions. She didn't know what to do. She had a breakdown, she had a meltdown, she freaked out. She tried actually ripping the IVs out of her arm.
Man.
But if you remember back in September, she was taking some breaks off of social media, just saying, remember, negative comments can hurt anybody's feelings. And before that, she did a big Q&A where she said she was struggling with depression for over 5 years. So I hope she gets better. I hate to hear that kind of news. But it is good she's talking about it.
I hate you, Brandon. Gotcha, gossip.
Just go ahead and tell everybody.
Sorry, we were making fun of David.
Uh-huh.
Behind the scenes. Now I'm sweating. Gotcha gossip on Channing Tatum. Of course, he's Magic Mike. Earlier this year, he and his wife, Jenna Dewan, split up. And reports are out saying he's dating this girl that sang this song right here.
Bang, bang, into the room. Bang, bang, all the way you go.
So apparently,
he's dating Ariana Grande?
No.
Nicki Minaj?
Whoa.
No, the other one in the song, Jessie J, she's a British singer, but allegedly they've been seeing each other for a couple of months. He's been to several of her concerts. They've played putt-putt golf together. So there could be a new budding romance for Channing Tatum and Jessie J.
Got you guys up on Ed Sheeran. He walked into the Bluebird Cafe on Broadway in Nashville, and he played a surprise song.
Dang.
So they were doing this country set. Devin Dawson was playing. Jillian Jacqueline was playing. And in walks Ed Sheeran. Imagine being in the Bluebird, right? And this place holds maybe 50 people in the little area where they perform. But it's Ed Sheeran singing this.
Baby, now, now.
Ed Sheeran in Nashville.
Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars.
That's cool, man.
Place your head on my beating heart. And I'm thinking out.
You can check out the video on the BBITM blog right now at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have the final pair of Thomas Rhett tickets to give away right now. Now, it's not just Thomas Rhett. It's Thomas Rhett, it's Brett Young, it's Midland, all at the Verizon Arena in Little Rock. We need caller number 7 on the phone lines. It's as simple as being caller number 7 right now. You don't have plans for tonight. If you're caller 7, now you have plans.
I have the final tickets in my hand right now, and I want to give these away right now to caller number 7.
Our phone number is 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Start dialing, and good luck.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, we have Thomas Rhett tickets to give away. Caller number 7. The show is tonight at the Verizon Arena. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
All right, we're looking for caller number 7 right now. 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Michael Spencer.
Michael Spencer, how's life this morning?
It's pretty good.
What are you doing right now?
Driving a truck.
All right, where are you going?
I'm in Blytheville, Arkansas.
All right, do you have any plans for tonight, Michael?
No, but it's my wife's birthday. That's why I was calling.
No, it's not.
Oh, Michael.
Uh-oh. All right. First of all, what's your wife's name?
Lacey Spencer.
Let's shout out to Lacey
Happy
Spencer.
Happy birthday, Lacey.
What up?
Is she from Blytheville?
No, we are from Manila.
From Manila, Arkansas.
Gotcha.
Celebrating a birthday. And, Michael, you are caller number 7. And tonight, y'all are going to Thomas Rhett.
Hey.
Woo!
Heck yeah.
Congratulations, man.
I appreciate it.
Hey, who's going to get bonus points tonight?
Probably me.
Michael Spencer's getting bonus points tonight. Hey, man, congratulations. Hope you guys enjoy the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, again, Thomas Rhett is in Little Rock tonight. I think we should celebrate by playing some Thomas Rhett, y'all. How about this one?
You were in my T-shirt right there. Your hair messed up like a Guns N' Roses video. Whoa-oh.
That's a pretty cool birthday gift for Lacey, right?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we're going to see Thomas Rhett.
If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see...
You think he'll sing this to her tonight?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Thomas Rhett in Little Rock.
Everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody...
But y'all, it's not just Thomas Rhett, because Brett Young's going to be there as well.
In case you didn't know, baby, I'm crazy about you.
And Midland as well.
People say I got a drinking problem.
Huh?
That ain't no reason to stop.
I'm in agreement.
People saying that I've hit rock bottom.
Years ago.
Just cause I'm living on the rocks.
Right, David?
Yeah.
It's a broken heart.
Congratulations to Michael and Lacey Spencer. They're going to see Thomas Rhett in Little Rock tonight.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Barry Wire joins us in the studio this morning. I've known Barry for a number of years. And over the last couple of years, we've talked a lot about Barry's son, who passed away in an accident that a lot of people have heard about. He was a part of the A-State football program and was doing great things. I forget, too, Barry, when we talk about Barry, Don, he was just a young man.
Yeah, he was 20 years and 18 days old when he passed away.
Golly.
So, you know, he had a lot of life left. But like I've said, you know, there's a reason for everything. And it took us a while to get to that point.
Right.
And that's where what we're talking about today comes in. We're talking about the Compassionate Friends of Northeast Arkansas. We've just started the Craighead County chapter back up.
Right.
There's 700 chapters. We're based off a Lawrence County chapter. David and Dana Penn helped us get this one started again.
Right.
And it is a bereavement group for people who's lost children, grandchildren, and siblings.
Yeah, and I hadn't heard about the organization. And now, after just kind of talking to you for the last little bit, I'm like, man, I can see there being a huge need, because one of the things that we will all experience, everybody experiences loss in some way. And how we deal with it makes a big difference in the rest of our lives.
Right.
And you were saying, and I'd never really thought about this, in life we kind of have an order of things that we expect to happen. And you mentioned, you know, we expect, you know, grandparents to pass away, parents to eventually pass away, but we don't think about maybe going out of that order.
Right. We don't think about losing a sibling. We don't think about losing a child or a grandchild.
Right.
You're not supposed to bury a child or a grandchild. They're supposed to outlive you and bury you.
Yeah.
So when that order gets broken, it causes a snap in the person's psyche.
Right.
And you don't always have a strong faith or a strong support group to lash out or ask questions or just talk to somebody, you know, about how you feel. And that's where we come in, because we're not a sponsor-based group. We don't assign you somebody that you're stuck talking to.
Right.
There's somebody in our group that can relate to exactly what you're going through.
What drew you to this organization when they were kind of relaunching? Because it's been a couple of years, and you said you just now got started with it.
We actually heard about the first couple of years when we lost Barry Don. We just weren't ready. You know, everybody deals with grief a different way. We dealt with ours through faith and religion and church and, you know, scripture. And we got through and we finally started, you know, building ourselves back up to a point where we could go through a day without crying or go through a day without, you know, weeping or whatever. And then we had friends that were involved in this group, and they started asking us, you know, about getting this chapter started back up. And we talked about it, prayed about it, said, yeah, let's go ahead. And when we got involved with it, we realized what the need was in this area.
You think that need's big?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I go to a small church over on the other side of Lake City, and just in our church alone, Michelle and I have lost. Another couple have lost a child in a car accident. Mm-hmm. One couple have lost three sons.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, there's others, you know, and that's just one little small area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, you take that all over Craighead County.
Yeah.
How many people have lost an accident, you know, just recently in accidents? You know, there's people that have miscarriages. People have, you know, children that, you know, die of diseases. I've got a friend, you know, that lost they've lost their son to cancer, you know, back years ago.
Yeah.
And that was the thing about it. And there's no time limit on grief.
Right.
The last meeting, my wife and I are sitting there. We lost our son going on our fifth year. They lost their daughter 30-something years ago.
And they still grieve.
But they were still there talking to people and helping people. And, you know, as I sit there and talk to them, I said, wow, they went through the same thing I did. The what if, the what was, you know, if I'd have done this, if I'd have done that. But the main thing is you start thinking about what if I would have said this to them? Would it have made a difference? You know, mm-hmm. What if they said this to me? Would it have made a difference? You get answers to those questions that you've been asking yourself.
It's regular people who have been through the same experience.
And you come to realize those questions, they ain't gonna mean nothing, but it does give you that peace of mind in your heart and in your mind that you can go home at night. Wow, that was really helpful.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's how I got involved. And, you know, we was just talking about, you know, one of your friends for as long as I can remember and a guy that I've met several times, Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
You know, his son, you know, just passed away not too long ago. You know, a man like that, and you wouldn't think somebody famous like that would go through it, but you can imagine what he goes through, because he has 45 years with his son.
Yeah, I was with him, you know, the days after and in the funeral and all that stuff. And
It was awful, and you could see it in his face.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, the days after, you still haven't dealt with it.
No.
You know, you might think, because you're busy and you're trying to do all the different stuff. The grief really sets in when people go away, when the services are over, and when people don't really talk about it quite as much. That's when it's left to you and your own head, and then, you know, like with you and your wife.
And with Michelle and I, the first 2 years, I was busy taking care of her.
Yeah.
Because we always joke, Barry Don was a mama's boy.
Right.
I mean, at ASU, we go to the football game. If he was down on the field working before the game or something, he'd run up in the stands and give mom a hug and a kiss and tell her he loved her.
Yeah.
You know, even at the GoDaddy Bowl, he'd come up there, you know, like I've told you the story, you know, he said something he shouldn't have said, and she backhanded him in front of 30,000 people on ESPN.
But that's funny.
But he ran back down. He said, I'm going back on the field. And he gets back down to the field. He gets to the sideline. He turns around, looks up, and goes, love you.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And you have those memories, too, though. Those,
yeah. You know, and that's just memories. A memory. But the thing is, you knew where he stood with his mama.
Yeah.
Well, so the first 2 years was really, you know, really tough on Michelle. And I took care of her.
Yeah.
Well, then. After 2 years, she was okay, and she went back to work. That next year, I was alone, and it was just me and the dog in the apartment. The dog was talking to me, and I was understanding what the dog was saying. And
yeah, but that's where the compassionate friends comes in.
There you
when
go.
You have those people who you can have those conversations with. Let's talk about when you all meet and how people. I mean, can they just show up at one of these meetings? Just walk in
it's
the door.
It's the third Tuesday at Temple Baptist Church every month.
Right.
We're going to start at 6:30. We'll get there a little early to unlock.
Sure.
The one thing is there's another group that meets in the church at the same time, so you know we have to kind of be quiet. But we'll leave the door unlocked till about 6:45.
Okay.
And then I have to lock it. And today's Saturday, you can't be too safe.
Sure.
And but we'll you know go in. We'll get started. If you've never been there before, we'll kind of tell you what the guidelines are. You know, obviously we're meeting in a church, so you know try to refrain from foul language or outburst or anything like that. But we understand it's an emotional thing, and sometimes emotion overtakes them when you're talking about things, and things happen.
Yeah.
Things slip. So, but you try to keep it in line. And then we'll kind of just ease you into the process of if you want to talk about it, that's fine. If you just want to listen, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're just going to be there. We're going to eventually try to do some craft stuff, you know, to kind of give you something to work with, to get your mind focused on different things. But that's a whole thing. We're going to meet about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and go through that. But in that same time, by the time you leave, you're going to have our information. So if you need to get in touch with us, you can. You're going to have information on the next meeting. Like I said, it'll be every third Tuesday of the month.
6:30. Temple Baptist Church.
6:30 at Temple Baptist Church. Reverend Andy Neal and the bunch there, they've been real nice in letting us use the classroom there. And I can't thank them enough. But he was the same way as you were. He didn't realize how big a need that was for people in this area because you get tunnel vision a lot of times. You get your little click and you don't realize it. But then you go back and think about from high school, think about to the college, and now think about all the people that you've lost that you knew.
Yeah.
And then when you start doing that, you'll realize what that need is.
It's the Compassionate Friends, again, Temple Baptist Church, the third Tuesday of the month at 6:30, and Barry Wire joins us live this morning on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you're a fan of George Strait, I want to give you a heads up. He's extended his Vegas run. He has added two more shows to his Vegas shows at the T-Mobile Arena. February 1st, February 2nd. It is George Strait in Las Vegas. So if you want to go see the King of Country, make plans. Ashley McBride is actually a part of those shows as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's really cool for her.
Got some oceanfront property in Arizona. From my front porch, you can see.
Something about going to see George Strait in Vegas sounds like a lot of fun.
All my exes live in Texas. This is
your Brandon, song. Aren't you from Texas?
Let's get out of that one. How about this one?
And he said, let me tell you a secret. About a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between
us. I love that
us.
Song. Anyway, George Strait headed to Vegas.
All right, Kane Brown is having a heck of a year. I mean, if you look at just Tuesday night at the AMAs, he came in with three big wins in country music, which was awesome for him. But coming up in November, on November the 2nd, next month, he's going to be in a short film. on Apple Music. It's Apple Music Presents Kane Brown Experiment. And here is the preview they dropped a couple of days ago.
You know, they look at my tattoos and my style that I wear, my clothes. It's always old Waylon and Cash are rolling in their graves right now. Some people say I'm not country, but they don't really know how I grew up. I went through a lot being called the N-word. I'm running for my life, thinking I was going to get killed. They have a picture of what they think country should look like. And to me, I just want to make my own lane. When I first started, everybody asked me what my sound was, and I didn't know what to say. But now, if you ask me, I'd be like, I'm Kane Brown.
That's awesome. I love that. But if you want to check out that video, you can right now on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Kelsey Ballerini has a new song out. I'm really liking it. It's called Miss Me More, and it's a comeback song. And basically, it's a song about that moment after a breakup when you finally realize that you're better off without that person. And here's what it sounds like.
Sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I missed you, but I miss me more.
To hear the full song, head to the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning. It's Brandon, Kelly, and David, the Barrel Boy. What was that?
You okay.
I sound like me in my video, my Throwback Thursday video.
You sure Aww. Do.
If you haven't seen it, my appearance that landed me my first wrestling job. It's awful. You can laugh at it.
You have to go see it.
I even mentioned how a guy is not my type. It's on Instagram, Twitter, Brandon on KFIN, also on Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. David! What's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, we have Thursday Night Football, 7 o'clock on the Fox Television Network. The New York Giants are hosting the Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. We also have the 14th season premiere of Supernatural on the CW, 7 o'clock. Have you ever watched that show?
No.
It's actually really compelling. And to think, it's been on for 14 years?
That's big.
Pretty impressive. Yep. But that's on TV tonight. The series premiere of How Far Is Tattoo Far? 8 o'clock on MTV. Brandon,
good one for you, Brandon.
Yeah, I might like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool show. You also have Grey's Anatomy, Station 19, How to Get Away with Murder, and SWAT. That's all on TV tonight.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.